For the second year in a row, the Albert Lee boys cross country team, they're going to compete at the state meet. It's coming up this Saturday, St. Olaf College in Northfield. We're going to talk to two of our Produce State Bank athletes of the week as well, along with co-head coach Jim Haney, as we get ready for the big run coming up on Saturday. It's a 3:30 run, the last run of the state meet. First of all, we'll talk with co-head coach, Coach Haney. And Jim, we talked last week. Congratulations again on the team getting back to the state meet. How has the week at school been? I'm sure a lot of excitement for you and Margot Wayne and everybody on the team as you get ready for state on Saturday.
It really has been a lot of fun. Students in their kind of homeroom, which is called Flex, have been making posters and signs for us. And currently I'm looking right outside my door and I see on the door there's all the boys' names that are going to run, and my name's up there, and Coach Wayne, and so forth. So the school is trying to do some really nice things for us, and they're going to have a nice send-off for us on Friday before we leave for St. Olaf, so we're really excited.
Now, Jim, give us a breakdown. We've talked about it a few times on the air. There's going to be a pep fest for the team in school, which is not open to the public, then a send-off in the Albert Lee High School parking lot on Saturday morning. Give us some more of the details on that.
Well, the Pep Fest, as you said, is not open to the public, but at about 10:05, that's when we have kind of our homeroom period. All the students are going to assemble in the gym, and we'll have the band, and then Paul Durbon, the athletic director, is going to do some speaking, and then we'll have our captain speak, and I'll probably do a little speaking to get us fired up, and then we're off to St. Olaf to walk the course, jog the course, and get ready. And then on Saturday morning, I'm having the guys come in at about 11:30. We'll do a little meeting, and then at about 11:45 or so, we'll have a send-off at the high school parking lot as we take the bus up to St. Olaf.
Now, Jim, when it comes to preparing for the estate run this year, like we mentioned, back-to-back years, this year the section champions. I know that makes you smile a little bit wider, being section champs this year. Is preparation any different than last year? Has the team maybe learned a thing or two? I mean, how do you go about getting your team ready for state?
Well, it's been a little bit easier this year because all of the guys that ran last year are back. And so they kind of know what to expect. We've been doing some things in team meetings. And just before we are talking to you, we were talking about resetting our goals. Last year, we were just kind of happy to be there. And now I think we're a little bit more focused on doing well in the meet and seeing how high of a place we can certainly get. And that's the focus, and I think that's their focus. And, we're ready.
Now, do they rank the teams that are running in the Class AA meet? I know there's 16 teams competing.
Right. There's not an official ranking. Things called athletic.net that ranks runners. There's something called Mile Split. You can pay, and they'll show you a simulated meet based on the fastest times that the boys have run and so forth. So I haven't looked at any of that. It's just everybody's there to do the same thing. So whatever happens on Saturday happens. So.
Everyone's running the same course on Saturday. What's your feelings about it maybe possibly being a rainy day for that run?
Well, we like to run in the rain. We like it cold. So we're excited. I can't say I'm terribly excited to stand in the rain, but it'll be fun at the state meet. And I think last year at the section meet in Faribault, it was kind of sprinkling and raining. And we kind of expect the same kind of day, kind of a cold, rainy, windy day. And that's what cross country is all about.
Now, Jim, I saw you putting up the section plaque at the high school with a big smile on your face, section champions. I mean, how big a deal is that for the team? I mean, last year you got second, you still got to the state meet, but I know that was the ultimate goal going into the year, was to win the section meet, to beat Winona. You did by a point. I mean, how did that feel to put that plaque up at the high school?
Well, it felt pretty good. It's not every day that happens, and I've been doing this for a long time. It's the first time that we've ever been section champions. So, yeah, I have a pretty good smile on my face, but I can only attribute that to the focus and drive and the things that the young men have done. They're magnificent, and I'm just kind of the puppet and the puppet master, and they do what I say, and they respond to it. So good guys, and very happy for them.
Now, Jim, name off the seven guys that are going to run on Saturday.
So it'll be Gavin Hankey, Isaiah McGaffey, Tyrone Stout, Pacey Brackey, Andrew Scholl, Luke Longsness, and Patrick Holcomb will be running.
Guys running on Saturday again. 3:30 is that run in a gym. Again, let's talk about two Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. Let's start with senior Gavin Hankey, who took second at the section meet. He's got one more run. You've seen him run a lot of races, and I'm sure I've asked you this question before, but how much has Gavin meant to you and to this program? Because he's been the leader for quite a while.
Oh, he really has, and he's a phenomenal young man. We've talked about, yeah, he's a great runner, but he's even a better person. And that's the kind of people that we want in our program. I'm happy for him because it's kind of the culmination of 6 years of running with us. But I'm also very sad, too, because I won't be able to see him run cross country anymore for us. But his imprint is certainly left on the team. And I know that his little brother, Caden, is coming up with us. And he's going to try and follow in Gavin's footsteps. And Gavin's a great guy, and we will miss him.
Let's talk about our other Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, a guy that will be back for one more season, Isaiah McGaffey. He took seventh at the section meet. He's been kind of your number two runner when he was able to run this season. Talk about Isaiah. Had a great time talking with him at the section meet, and a guy that you're definitely going to turn to. I mean, I'm sure he's already a leader, but he'll have to take that leadership role on a little bit heavier coming up next year.
Absolutely. We just named him captain for next year. He's excited about that. I'm excited about that. And as I talked to you before, he's one of these young men that when you ask him to do something, he will go above and beyond. And I know you saw the end of the race at the section meet, but when he goes into this thing called beast mode, you just get out of his way and let him go. Because it's a phenomenal thing to really watch. He attacks the course. He attacks runners. And you don't see that very often. Not afraid to take on big challenges. And you'll have a big challenge next year because we have a lot of seniors that are going to graduate. But he's up to the task. So.
Co-head coach Jim Haney of the state-bound Delbert Lee boys cross-country team for the second year in a row. Again, they're running on Saturday at 3:30 at St. Olaf College in Northfield. Jim, enjoy the run coming up this weekend. And we'll have you hand it over to Gavin Hankey, senior with the cross-country team.
I want to thank you for all your support, and we have a little surprise for you that we'll be bringing over. So here's Gavin.
Hey, this is Gavin.
Hey, Gavin, congratulations on being a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week for the second year in a row. Congrats.
Well, thank you.
Now, Gavin, let's talk about that run. We talked about it a little bit after the matchup, or not the match, but the meet last week. How cool was it to have your friends out there, to have students out there? I heard so many people yelling, "Go Hank, go get him, Hank." How much fun was that to run on your home course for the section meet?
It was really cool, especially getting the whole student section out there. It was really neat. You usually don't see that in cross country. You usually don't see that type of support. I had a couple of guys after the race come up to me from other schools, and they're like, what was that? How'd you get all these kids out? So they were surprised as much as we were, and we just took in the moment, and it was awesome.
Now, Gavin, we have a picture that was shared with us of you looking on your cell phone and finding out that your team beat Winona by a point. Were you in that big a shock that you guys had beat the Windhawks?
It definitely was a surprise. I mean, we were coming into it. We weren't favored to beat the Windhawks, but when we did, it was so cool. It was so cool to – I've won a lot of races in my career, and you're happy for a little bit, but it's more cool to win it with somebody. It's more cool to be happy with a team, and I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Gavin Hankey, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, and it's probably hard to believe that your final run is coming up on Saturday. It probably won't hit you until you're done running that your high school career is over.
Yeah, it hasn't hit me yet, and I'm a little bit scared of what will happen when it does, but I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of tears.
Where did you finish at state last year, and what are maybe your goals coming up this weekend?
At state last year, I think I placed 30th, so I'm definitely a lot better than I was last year, and I'm hoping to maybe get top 15 at this state meet, kind of going off a place more than a time. So
that's the goal. I like it. Aiming high. Top 15 for a Gavin Hanke is the goal coming up on Saturday. And a Gavin, maybe I've asked you this before, but what do you have for plans, or do you have plans yet after high school?
So I got accepted to the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse. I haven't fully committed there yet, but they have asked me to run. So I'm looking more into that and talking more with their coaching and more with their athletic department. And, I'm still undecided, but I want to go into pre-medicine, into undergraduate in biology, and go on to medical school afterwards. So that's my plan.
Absolutely awesome. I'm assuming that wherever you go for school, that you do plan on running?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I will continue to run unless something changes. But as of now, yeah, I would like to run in college.
Gavin Hanke, Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week, took second place at the Ascension Meet at Bancroft Bay Park last week. Gavin, mention your parents' names and the names of any siblings.
So I got my mom, Amy, my dad, Nick. I got a younger brother named Caden, and I got a younger sister named Maya.
And Gavin, besides being in cross country, what other activities or sports do you participate in at Albert Lee?
Well, I'm also in track, and we actually just started a pickleball club in Albert Lee at the high school. So I'm also getting into pickleball, which is a really fun sport.
You know, I've heard it is. I have friends that do it. I know it's becoming more popular. When you get that going, let me know. I'll come out there, and you can teach me a few things because I have no idea. I know there's a net. There's like a ping pong racket. And that's all I know. So you might have to give me a few pointers.
Yeah, will do.
Gavin Hanke, senior with the Albert Lee Cross Country Team, a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Congrats on the award. Congrats on a great career at Albert Lee, and enjoy the run on Saturday, okay?
Thank you.
We'll have you handed over to Isaiah McGaffey, another Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Isaiah, good afternoon, and congrats on being a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Isaiah, how are you feeling this week? How have things been at school? I mean, I'm sure there's been a lot of people congratulating you guys. I'm sure you guys have been fired up through the halls of Albert Lee High School. Just talk about the atmosphere at school this week.
It's been great. I have had multiple people come up, congratulate me. There's been people making posters from their advisories all around the classrooms, and it's been a blast.
Now, Isaiah, last year, do you remember offhand how you did at the state meet?
Last year for state, I'm pretty sure I got 100th place.
Okay. And looking at your time this year that you've been running compared to last year, I'm assuming you're looking to improve on that mark.
Yes. Last year, I think I had an 18.04 at state, and right now for my time, I am at a 17 flat. So I'm hoping to get at least a 17.20 or better around state.
So you're looking at like a 45-second improvement.
Yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, Isaiah, what do you think about running in the rain on Saturday?
I like running in the rain. That's more my teammate Casey's type of thing, but I don't have much of a problem with it. If anything, it cools down your body when you're running so you don't overheat.
Has it been easier preparation this year compared to last year because you guys know what to expect? You know how this works when you get up to St. Olaf. Has that made preparation go by smoother this year?
Yep, a lot smoother, a lot easier. We're not worrying about forgetting anything. And, it's just been very, very simple.
Coach Jim Haney said that you were named a captain for next year. Isaiah McGaffey, one of the cross-country captains. And I'm sure you're very happy to get that recognition and looking forward to leading this team after the seniors graduate.
Yes, I am very excited. I'm also kind of sad because I'll be missing a lot of my seniors. But I'm definitely looking forward to taking up the big task and having an opportunity to lead this team.
Now, Isaiah, we're going to mention this quickly. We did mention it with you last week on the air and talked with co-head coach Jim Haney last week. I just mentioned the story again, which to me is just phenomenal, that you had an injury earlier in the season. Doctors said you were not going to run cross country this year. You came back, and not only did you run, you've improved your times greatly. Touch on that story again.
It was the day after the meet at St. Olaf at the beginning of the season. I went over to my friend's house and I was driving like a side-by-side, like a small caged Ranger. and I was driving on gravel, and I took too sharp of a turn and ended up crashing it on my ankle. And ended up getting rushed to the ER, and when they first saw it, they said I would probably be out all of cross country and basketball. And by the way it looked, there was basically a hole in my ankle. It looked like there was bone showing, but it was rocks that were lodged in there. Wow. And then over time, my mom had me check in with a foot doctor to keep me updated on how soon I could possibly be able to run. And I was taking medication for it to help it so it wouldn't get infections or anything. Checked in multiple times, and eventually they said it was getting better a lot quicker than they thought it would have been, and said that I might be able to run in the next month or so.
Did it take you a month?
Yeah, it took about 2.5-3 weeks, and then I was able to start getting into normal practices, very light work, kind of like the treadmills or ellipticals. And then after that week, they let me run very short distances, like a mile, mile and a half.
Great.
And then after that, then they said I'd be able to run my first race. My first meet back was in Albert Lee, but they said if it started hurting at any point, to either slow down or stop the race if it got any worse.
Great comeback story. Isaiah McGaffey again, back from injury, second runner on the Albert Lee team, going to be running at state this week for the second year in a row. Isaiah, give us the name of your parents and any siblings that you have.
I have my mom, Kelly McGaffey, my dad, Joshua McGaffey. I have my three brothers, Noah McGaffey, Tim Tiemann, and Robert. And then I also have my sister, Gabrielle Tiemann.
And where are you in that group? Are you oldest, youngest, somewhere in the middle?
I am the second oldest.
Second oldest, okay. And when it comes to other activities and sports you're involved in, you did mention basketball season, which of course will come up after cross country. What other activities are you involved in?
I am also in track and field.
And I'm assuming long distance runner for track?
Yep. I run 1 mile, 2 mile, and 4x8 team.
Isaiah McGaffey, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. He's going to be running on Saturday with the rest of his team. Again, 3:30 start time at St. Olaf College in Northfield. Isaiah, thank you so much for the time, and congrats on being a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much.
Isaiah McGaffey again, along with Gavin Hanke and co-head coach Jim Haney. 11:45 Saturday morning at the Albert Lee High School parking lot. That's the send-off. 3:30, the run at St. Olaf College. I'm out of town again this year. I got to stop planning on being out of town that first weekend in November, so I won't be up there at St. Olaf because I love to be up there and cheer on the guys. So if you can make it up there, cruise up Interstate 35, bring your signs, make some noise. Like Gavin mentioned, they loved the support they had at the section meet. They loved the cheering. They loved the signs. Let's see if we can bring a big crowd up from Albert Lee coming up on Saturday. Again, they're the last run of the state meet, and they're going to run at 3:30.